Leading our news this morning, it appears that US-led airstrikes have failed to stop Islamic State militants from advancing on a key town in Syria. A black IS flag has been seen flying over a building in the northern Syrian town of Kobani on the border with Turkey. The town now looks likely to fall to the militants after weeks of fighting.
I think that what this underlines is that air power alone is not going to get us to where we need to be in terms of dealing with the Islamic State. It's essential. And it's essentially an umbrella that is buying time for other things to happen.
David Kilcullen there on 7:30. Now, the Reserve Bank is expected to leave interest rates on hold today. Most economists do not expect to see a rise before next year. But they will be looking out for any changed language from the RBA, which could signal a period of rate rises ahead. The federal government has backed down from its controversial plan to make unemployed people apply for 40 jobs a month in order to qualify for unemployment benefits. The change of heart follows a widespread public backlash. And a Spanish nurse who treated an Ebola victim in Madrid is thought to be the first person to have contracted the virus outside of Africa. The nurse was taken to hospital with a high fever and is in a stable condition and in isolation.